The views and opinions expressed on the Arnie Arneson Show are the opinions of the host and guest of the program and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this radio station and its advertisers. It's time for the Arnie Arneson Show. 603-224-1450.
I used to think that deficits kind of sort of mattered. I mean, I listened to Tsongas and Rudman, and they taught me something.
Now, keeping the pot stirred so the scum doesn't rise to the top, here's Arnie Arneson.
It's about 7 minutes after the hour, so here's the deal, Peter. I just went to my Fox News site. I put in Kerry, voting, non-attendance. Nothing is coming up. So if anyone has, you know, any more information or texture here, I am more than willing to, you know, share the information, dissect the information. But it wouldn't surprise me if Kerry has missed votes in the last year. That's usually what happens when one campaigns. I just want to remind you, can we compare how many months George Bush has spent in Crawford, Texas? I mean, you know, I know it's the Texas White House. But I also want to remind you that this is the Texas White House that he built in 2000. You know, he hasn't been living on the ranch a long time. This is the new ranch. So I just want to make sure that we understand that I'm more than willing to share the information. I went to the website, could not find it. So if anyone finds it, either give me a buzz or email it, and I will share it with you. Well, we had a fascinating conversation the other day. We were talking with an attorney from the Institute for Justice, and our attorney, Bert Gale, was describing a lawsuit that is now proceeding through the federal courts, and it suggests a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And it was a fascinating talk. It inspired lots of conversation. We had a caller call in who read us her newsletter from her town, where her town was threatening her. And then we had someone who's run for city council call me after the show went off and said, let me tell you my story. So I decided, you know what? We need to continue this conversation. Joining me right now in studio from Hollis, New Hampshire, is Phil Smith. Let me welcome Philip to the Arnie Arneson program. How are you, Mr. Smith?
I'm doing real fine. Thank you, Arnie.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. So, Phil, you're part of this group of individuals who approached the Institute for Justice to assist you in raising some questions about this law that really has only been around for about a decade. So that was a surprising thing for me, was that I thought it had been around forever, because anything that will aid and abet someone who wants to sort of figure out property taxes, I assume that the state of New Hampshire probably has had for 50 years. But it turns out that this is a new addition to our pool of statutes. And to some extent, the good news is that you moved to Hollis, and you're not one of those people that just says yes anytime the government knocks on your door. So why don't you tell the story of what happened, because I think the story is really what resonates with everybody, and then explain why you decided to not only seek out the Institute for Justice, but why you think this law needs to be repealed. Welcome right to the program.
Thank you. Yes, as you said, I mean, I moved into the area. I moved into Hollis in 1997, and the reassessment in Hollis began in 2002. The initial contact was someone came to our door. The town of Hollis hired an out-of-state firm, Vision Appraisal, from Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And they, inspector came to the door. My wife was there, would not let them in, but was very cooperative. She spent about 10, 15 minutes answering all the questions they asked, you know, how many bathrooms, what kind of flooring and all. And then she allowed them to walk around the house and make measurements of the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was starting to be some activity in the newspaper. I noticed a letter to the editor written by one of the other plaintiffs, mm-hmm. Tony Stanese, mm-hmm. In Hollis. And he basically said, you know, this doesn't sound right. He had actually had people come to his house and say they had to perform an interior inspection. And he said, no, you don't. I have the right to refuse that. And they said, well, if you do, you'll lose your right to appeal. And also, we can go get a warrant anyway and come back and come in anyway. And he said, no, you can't. I don't think that's right. And he wrote a letter to the
editor. So now they were going to get a warrant to go into his house not to look for contraband,
right.
not to seek out terrorists, but to check out the kitchen counters.
At least they said they could. They certainly
right.
threatened to do that.
All
did
right.
they actually do it? No, but they
All
threatened
right.
to do it.
Okay.
And in fact, I, after looking at that letter to the editor, I went on the internet and I said, this just doesn't sound right. And discovered, first of all, I found there was an RSA that basically gave officials two rights. The first one was that if you did not allow an interior inspection, basically you would lose all right to appeal any matter pertaining to the property tax.
Mm-hmm.
The second part basically said if you refused an interior inspection, they could go ahead and get an administrative warrant and come into your house anyway. So basically there's no way that you could stop them from coming into your house. And I was very upset when I saw that.
Yeah, I can imagine. I wasn't aware. Actually, you know what? I think the scary thing is most of us just assume that we're vulnerable, that it's about our property taxes, that even though, as Bert said yesterday, your house is your castle, except when the tax assessor comes. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, we're like sheep. You know, oh, God, the government man's at the door. Quick, honey, clean the house. They're going to come in and inspect. It is amazing. But how did your wife know to say no? Did you talk about this ahead of time?
Absolutely not. My wife.
I want to meet your wife. Why didn't you bring her? I mean, she's the one. She's really the one who started this whole thing because it sounds like she's smart.
Yeah, my wife really doesn't like the idea of strangers coming into the house.
And I don't blame her.
For all intents and purposes, these people who show up at the door,
uh-huh.
yes, they have a badge that says that they, you know, they work for an appraisal company, but they're strangers.
Yeah.
And so we value our privacy, and we also know that it's our right to be able to not have to let strangers into our house.
So did you call the other guy that wrote the letter to the editor, and did you
yes.
start, like, plotting at the kitchen table? Like, I'm just trying to figure out how did the cabal start?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Uh-huh.
I did, after I discovered that this, it didn't take long for me to find out online that this was in violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And I, in fact, also wrote a letter to the editor that was
okay.
published that said, hey, this is unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
I also got a hold of Mr. Stanisi, and then I found the Institute for Justice online
mm-hmm.
and sent them an email and said, and described the situation, gave them a link to the RSA,
mm-hmm.
and within a few weeks, they basically emailed me back and said, yeah, this looks pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're interested in having more information, and that over a period of time led to this suit being filed.
Now, before you got to the point of contacting the Institute of Justice, did you get a chance to talk to, like, a senator, a state representative? Did you talk to the New Hampshire Land and Tax Appeals Board? Not that they could have done anything, because the law is the law, and the law needs to be repealed, or in this case, found unconstitutional, assuming that you're correct here. But I'm just trying to figure out, did you do any sort of administrative pushing?
Let me tell you that I did, in fact, when I saw the RSA, I was very upset that they could, in fact, get a warrant and come into my house anyway. So I actually did call.
I can't believe
I did call the Board of Tax and Land Appeals, and I said, you know, do you guys really do this? You know, do people actually go into houses for tax purposes? And the response I got was, yes, it does occasionally happen, but not very often. And I, you know, that wasn't very helpful to me, because you know, in the back of my mind was, well, you know, this could happen to me.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
but also share with the audience what happened, because you decided
yeah.
that when your assessment came through, you did not allow them in your house.
Right.
They did have plans, so they could
right.
look at the plans. They were able to do the measurements, so they knew almost as much about your
yeah,
house
had,
as you know.
Yeah, they did have the detailed plans from when the house was built on file at Town Hall. And that shows in great detail how many rooms, how many bathrooms, everything like that. Now, when I did get the assessment, I did look at it and I said, yeah, the house is pretty good. I don't have any problems with the value that they put on the house, but I do have a problem with the value that they placed on my land. And so I actually filed a request for abatement with the town, challenging the value of the land.
Not the house.
Not the house.
Right. Now they could see the land, right? I mean, they could check the land out themselves.
Well, yeah. And in fact, they came and they said, okay, in order to respond to your request for abatement, we need to send someone out to your house. And I said, fine. And I met with them. He came out, and basically he said, well, I have to get into your house. And I said, well, wait a minute. I'm challenging the valuation of my land. why do you need to get into my house? And he said, well, we just have to get into your house.
This and I said, like, well... This is almost like a sitcom. Well, it's like it has nothing to do with this issue.
Yeah, it made no sense to me. And in fact, I would not let him into the house. And he said, well, in that case, it's likely that your abatement request will fall on deaf ears. And I said, well, if that's the case, so be it. And then, in fact, I got a letter a few weeks later from the town saying... Your request for abatement was denied because you refused an interior inspection. And I wrote a letter at that point to the Board of Tax and Land Appeals, and I said, look, the town of Hollis has denied my request for abatement based on the fact that I refused an interior inspection. If I appeal to you, will you consider my appeal? And in response to that, I got a letter from the Board of Tax and Land Appeals. And it said, basically, in response to your inquiry, here's the response. And then it quoted verbatim
the RSA,
which basically says, any person, and I'm reading here, any person who refuses to grant consent to the selectmen or assessing officials to enter property for the purposes in paragraph 1 shall lose the right to appeal any matter pertaining to the property tax.
So let me tell you what I did this morning. This morning I called a friend of mine who is a very, very smart senator. And I said to him, did you know about this? He said, yeah, I was looking at this. He said, boy, he said, this is very interesting. And he said, but Arnie, you know why this law was passed. I said, yeah, convenience.
Right. And that's just wrong.
And he said, well, that's true. But you realize that the property tax is so important that it's about, you know, it's about something you can look at and evaluate. Unlike other things, you know, it doesn't disappear. You can't hide it. It's physically sitting there. And in order to assure all the other residents in a community that the bill you get is fair, you have to be able to show them, well, this is how I got to this number. You show them the footprint. You show them the land. You show them the quarry encounters. He said, and this is a way of protecting public officials. And not that he didn't understand your concern about privacy, but he is trying to, I think, defend what public officials need to do, which is to ensure everyone in the community that the assessment they give is based on something real and not on supposition. How do you address that?
Well, there's no question that it's easier if they can get into your house, and perhaps it's more accurate, but that does not mean that we should give up constitutional rights to allow that to occur. And... I mean, just trading constitutional rights for a little bit of convenience or expediency in allowing these inspections is just not the right answer.
You realize we have a Patriot Act, don't you?
Yeah,
I just want. I mean, this is like the New Hampshire version of the Patriot Act.
This is very good, in fact, because there. I was thinking there are some similarities in the Patriot Act. So let's be real here. In the Patriot Act, you're giving up some constitutional rights. But in return, at least they say you're going to be safer. Okay, you're talking about, you know, life and death, perhaps, matters of safety.
At least that's the argument.
Here you're talking about a tax assessment that might be 1% more accurate. Okay,
it's a question of safety versus a bigger check.
No, I mean, the point is the town's going to get whatever money it needs from the taxpayers of that town. And so what a particular home is assessed for, some are going to be 1% higher, some are going to be 1% lower, but the town gets all the money it needs just by collecting taxes.
All right, we need to go to a break. This is Arnie Arneson, 603-224-1450. Homeowners sue over home inspection. It was the wife. Just remember that. It was the wife who said, you can't come into the house. I love it. We'll be right back.
603-224-1450. This is the Arnie Arneson Show.
Good businesses deserve our thanks. Hi, this is former State Representative Don Welch, thanking all New Hampshire area businesses that pay their employees health insurance and pensions. Responsible businesses pay these benefits and save taxpayers money. New Hampshire taxpayers pay $500 million each year to cover the uninsured and house retirees who lack pensions. Responsible employers pay these benefits and deserve our business. Ask your town to contract only with responsible employers. Thank you.
Sometimes the only thing standing between you and bad corporate behavior is a trial lawyer. Okay, here's a consumer quiz. What do these three corporations have in common? An HMO unwilling to pay for your stay in the hospital after surgery? An insurance company stalling on legitimate claims. A corporation manufacturing defective and potentially lethal products? The answer? Each will challenge your rights, no matter how justified your claim. True or false? All businesses work hard to ensure that those harmed by their actions or products are promptly and politely compensated. Well, you know the answer to that. Last question. What do you do when a corporation challenges your rights on legitimate claims? The answer? Call the trial lawyer.
Hi, this is Chris Suford of Suford Professional Association. We've been helping injury victims for 20 years. Sometimes the cases are easy, like broken bones. Sometimes they're harder, like lead paint poisoning in children. The harder the case, the harder we work. Call us, 934-9837.
For every right you have, thank a trial lawyer.
The Arnie Arneson Show.
So, is your home your castle? That's all I want to know. I mean, it may be a mobile home. It's a little teeny tiny castle, but heck, you know, it's all you have. You're gonna love this, Phil, because I was describing to my audience the other day how when I went to visit my Italian relatives in Naples, Italy, and I saw this like dump that they were living in, and I'm feeling so bad. And then, of course, my mother kept telling me, shh, shh. And we opened the door, and there were the frescoes on the ceiling. But you know what? It's not going to stop. If it turns out you do have frescoes on the ceiling, and you do have marble floors, if they ask you to do an inventory and you lie, guess what? You could be caught in trouble. That doesn't mean that you have to let them in. But when you fill out the inventory, you better be honest, because there is a way for them to come back at you if you turn out to give misinformation to the city assessor or to the town. So it's not like we're trying to make it possible for you not to be forthcoming. What you're saying is that what's the point of allowing you in if there are other ways and other methods of you to come up with the same result?
Well, the Institute for Justice lawyer Bert Gall yesterday, I think, pointed out that half of the states in this country don't even do interior inspections. It is not necessary for them to get into the house.
Yeah, but the problem is that those are the states that charge you $600 a year in property taxes. This is a state that charges you $22,000. Oh, yeah, but when you're talking huge amounts of money here, because we do so much damn heavy lifting with the property tax, and everybody's bitching and moaning because they're all looking at their neighbor going, wait a minute, I saw his bill. I mean, in a way, you know what the best protection is for the city? And that is, if you lied on your inventory, the first person who's going to rat on you is going to be your neighbor. You know, I swear to God, it's absolutely true, because they're going to go in the house and they're going to say, wait a minute, I've been in so-and-so's house, and you haven't assessed at this, and I can tell you right now, it isn't Corian countertops, you know, it's marble countertops. And that's the beauty of what happens in a neighborhood, is that there's really no incentive for you to be dishonest, because it's going to come back to haunt you. But then the question is, why should you have to open your door? And I understand that completely.
Right, so, it really comes down to, again, that the accuracy, I mean, the assessors have to do the best they can with the information they can without trampling on your constitutional rights. And yes, it makes it a little more difficult for them, but, you know, so be it.
Now, you're not a libertarian, are you? I had to ask this question.
I'm not a libertarian.
Are you a free stater? I just want to know if this is the beginning of the end. But now,
no, I'm just an angry kind of normal guy who just thinks this isn't right. And I will say, this is not going on in other states. The vast majority of places, what they do is exactly what I said. When the inspectors show up, the people basically, most of them let them in because they don't have a problem with it.
Have you talked to your state rep?
No, I haven't.
Because what's the timetable on this lawsuit?
Don't know. No date yet for a trial.
Because what you may have happened for you is that if you contact some state representatives or senators and point this out to them, even have them talk to Bert, tell them to look at this stuff, there may be a way for you to go in and have this repealed before it even has to go through an entire court process, because people may come to some sort of sense that this doesn't make sense.
Well,
I know a lot of municipal officials are probably going to slash my tires right about now as I say this, because they're overworked now. I mean, I can hear exactly what they're saying as they're bitching and moaning about this. But the fact is that you're absolutely right. Where do you draw the line? And if convenience is where you draw the line, Phil, then we're all screwed.
Yeah, it's nothing like the Patriot Act, where at least you're saying you're getting some safety in return for giving up some rights. Right. Although I question really whether anyone needs to know what books I checked out of the library and how that makes anyone safer.
Well, ask the librarians, because what librarians are doing now is actually shredding the documentation, because they understand that, again, they want to be a place where people can feel safe and take out their books. And if all of a sudden now they feel like they're aiding and abetting someone who wants to check the list. You hired your lawyer. Where did you file suit?
In Concord, in federal court.
In federal court in Concord. Right.
Yes, this is a federal, it's the Fourth Amendment, so it's a federal lawsuit.
And if people want to get in touch with you, if people want to make this into a class action, if people want to add their names to this, is there a way that they can get a hold of you? Do they get a hold of Bert? What I'm just trying to figure out is people may have more stories and then will really be hated by the New Hampshire Municipal Association.
Yeah,
what do they do?
I guess the best thing to do would be to contact the Institute for Justice, okay. And I'll give you their phone number. It's area code 202-955-1300. And you can ask for Bert Gall.
Have you talked to the governor?
I have not talked to the
governor. I don't want to give him any issue to run on, but this is
a common sense issue.
It is a common sense issue, and believe it or not, the one thing that I think the governor feels very comfortable with is he prefers to see less and less government, and this is really a government invasion that has so much to do with privacy that I think between Governor Benson maybe paying attention to this, the other person who would be Neil Kirk, the chair of the Finance Committee, because this is one person who is very powerful in the Republican Party, who is very conscious of privacy issues, I mean, to the point of almost going over the top. But on this one, it's a real call question. So it's funny, Senator Bilo, who I talked to this morning, pointed out, Arnie, do you know what an income tax is? And I said, yeah. She said, do you know how invasive that is? They know about where every dime is coming from and how you operate in every single possible level of your life.
But we're already sharing that with the federal government. So, you know, what's the big deal?
So this is just a new invasion is what you're saying.
Well, I think I trust the state government more than I trust the federal government. And I'm already telling the federal government on my income tax form all the gory details of my life. So,
right.
And that's a little different. I mean,
all right.
It's a little different than coming into my house. You know, a person's property really is, it really is.
And this story will resonate here. Thank you very much. Enjoy your radio job in Lawrence. And this is Arnie Arneson. We'll be right back.
603-224-1450.
This is the Arnie Arneson Show. WKXL.
Your calls and emails. Go ahead. Take your best shot.
News Radio 1450, WKXL.